John Isner, defending champion. He's won this title, I think, about 6 or 7 times. He is the most dominant player here. This tournament's only been around, I'm pretty sure, for a couple of years, maybe 10 years or so, and he's won a lot of them. He's coming off a win as well last week in Newport, so he's got some confidence. First title for him this year as well. Let's go through now the top half of the draw. So as you can see, this tournament, it's an ATP 250 tournament. So all the top players get a bye in the first round. So it's an ATP 250, top 4 seeds bye in the first round. That's usually standard for these tournaments. So that means John Isner gets a free pass in the first round, gets the second round. And obviously coming from the final yesterday, he gets a couple of days off between the winning the match yesterday and then playing his first round, a second round. So he'll play the winner of Bublik versus Opelka. Now, he just beat Bublik in the final in Newport, and Opelka, for some reason, who is basically an Isner clone, but with better ground strokes, in my opinion, he somehow beats John Isner all the time. So no matter what happens, Isner is going to have a tough second round. I hope it's Opelka, but obviously Bublik beat him, or played him a couple of days ago as well, so there's going to be a replay of the Newport final or a really tough match. So we might watch that depending on the time zones. Opelka versus Isner would be really fun to watch. Dan Evans, he versus a qualifier, so qualifying is still going on at the moment. We haven't got the slots filled out yet. So Dan Evans gets to go and play a qualifier. Sand Green versus Elbert, that's an interesting first round match as well. Sand Green did really well at Wimbledon, got to the fourth round of Wimbledon a couple of weeks ago. So he's in some form, a little bit of confidence there. You got Alex Diminor, who is the number 3 seed, gets a bye in the first round. He'll verse the winner of Chopple versus Klein, which is going to be interesting to see who wins that one. Then you got Matt Ebden versus the qualifier. Again, qualifiers haven't been set just yet. Well, they haven't been updated on this sheet. Maybe they're set, but they haven't been updated. And then you've got Bernard Tomic versus Francis Tiafoe, which is a really interesting match. We'll see what happens with that one. Tiafoe playing in front of his home crowd. Hasn't had the greatest of years. I mean, he started the year off at the Australian Open on fire, but it hasn't really done anything since. So maybe he can turn it around in front of his home crowd. Obviously, a lot of Americans playing in this tournament. Players to watch out for in terms of next gen. You've got Tiafoe. He's the number 4 in the next gen rankings. And obviously, Diminor as well. He is the number 5 in the next-gen rankings. So, two players there that have next-gen on their minds at the end of the year. So, we've got to watch out for those guys. They could play in the quarterfinals. And if they do play in the quarterfinals, it's actually 2-0 in favor of Diminor. So, that'll be a fun one to watch. Two of the next-gen champions, or the next-gen, the next generation, who could be playing, you know, 10, 20 times throughout their careers. Let's go to the second half now. You've got Jordan Thompson playing against Cam Norrie. That's a really funny match, a really fun match to watch that one. And then you've got Gannis Wehren versus a qualifier in the second part of that draw. Then you've got Popyrin versus Kudla. Popyrin is another next-gen player everyone should be watching out for. 11 in the next-gen rankings. If he wins that match, he'll verse Herbert in the second round, who's the number 4 seed, gets a bye in the first round. Then you've got Umber versus Gromley. I've never heard of Gromley before. American wild card, Umber is the number 8 in the next-gen rankings. Another young player to watch out for. Made the fourth round of Wimbledon as well last 2 weeks ago. Kecmanovic, he versus, now people might have forgotten who this guy is. Jack Sock is back. He's back. He hasn't played. I don't think he's played for about 2, 3, 4 months. I can't remember the last tournament he played. But Jack Sock, obviously last year, one of the worst years we've ever seen from any player. Playing a lot of doubles, winning a lot of doubles. He's actually the US Open doubles champion from last year. Jack Sock's back in action. Apparently he was out with injury and also personal reasons. So he's back. And I'm excited because a lot of people wrote him off. And because the Bryan brothers are back together, he can't play doubles with the Bryan brothers anymore because that's what he did last year. He filled in as the third Bryan brother. And Jack Sock, he's back. And I'm really interested to see because I think Jack Sock brings something to the tournament, a similar sort of excitement as Nick Kyrgios. You know, you've got John Isner, you've got Taylor Fritz down the bottom, you've got Opelka. But those guys aren't the same as Jack Sock. Jack Sock, from an American standpoint, he's the most exciting player and the most, you know, he doesn't have just a big serve. He's got an all-round game. and he's a bit of fun on court as well. So Jack Sock, I'm excited to see him come back. I hope he does really well. I really want that to happen. He's versus Kecmanovic. Kecmanovic is actually number seven in the next gen finals rankings. So he's got a lot to play for as well. But Jack Sock back in action. We'll see what he can do this week in front of his home crowd as well. Then you've got Dimitrov, who got a wild card into here, which is crazy. I think Dimitrov's outside of the top 50 now. He's versing a qualifier. The winner of that will verse Taylor Fritz in the second round, number two seed, and he gets a bye in the first round. So that's the Atlanta Open. So a lot of this one's full of next-gen players. So there's a lot of next-gen players in this one. So if you are looking to see who is going to be the next, you know, the next player to watch in the next 10 years, this tournament is full of them. So we'll keep a close eye on to see who can, you know, who can do well at these smaller tournaments. Usually the smaller tournaments, they don't have the big names. You don't get Djokovic, Nadal, Federer. But it gives us a good chance to see who these next-gen players are and how they do in these tournaments. So this is one of those tournaments where we can watch those guys. Obviously, Jack Sock is someone I'll be watching because I'm excited to see him back as well.